This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
1320 WILS on this Friday, 27 now, down to 13 tonight. Then tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 35, low of 22. And then Sunday, some rain and a high of 49, creeping our way back to pleasant weather. Later in the half hour, we will talk about what's happening in Yemen. Why are we investing so much time now and effort? We're dropping, what, over 30 airstrikes in about last 2 days. Very dangerous what they're up to at the in Yemen. But let's talk about what President Trump and his administration is facing when it comes to this Russian connection. Could this really end up being a serious scandal? Kamara Clifton with us, political strategist, to give us her thoughts. Kamara, always enjoy having you here on WILS.
Thank you so much. I love spending my Friday evenings with you.
Now, first of all, tell me this. With Jeff's, go ahead. Do you want to give me a first take on this?
No, please go.
We saw Jeff Sessions recuse himself. Do you think he did something horribly wrong?
I don't think he did anything wrong. I think if you can say that abbreviating your answers and answering in the context in which you were asked and not elaborating on it, which is the coaching that you get from every attorney on the planet when you're testifying. Mm-hmm. Answer the question, don't say more. And that's exactly what he did. And to his recusing himself, I think that they had already been talking about that in the context of this whole trying to link the President Trump's administration with some kind of spy network with Russia, something out of the Cold War. But which I don't think ever ended, by the way.
Now, do you think
he did that. He did that as a matter of course. It was the appropriate thing to do given the circumstances. So, but the circumstances were created by people who want to take down the administration.
Right. Because look, the media reports are now we've got Jeff Sessions, his contact, Mike Flynn. Of course, he had contact. Jared Kushner was in contact with the Russian ambassador. Is there something wrong with this much contact between the Trump folks and the Russians?
Well, no, it depends on there's nothing wrong with it. It's not illegal or anything like that. It depends on the context. It depends on what their role was at the time and what they were doing at the time. You know, when you think about the Democrats who have had extensive contact with Russian emissaries and ambassadors, and lied about it in the last 24 hours, only to be, have social media out them. But this is part of the Cold War.
Yeah. And, the Cold War is in what? You think Russia is trying to harm us as a country right now?
Oh, I absolutely do. I think they've always been that way. Mm. If you think about the comment that President Obama said to at that time president of Russia, in a whisper when he thought his mic was off, after the election, I'll have a lot more flexibility. Mm-hmm. Flexibility to do what? You know, the thing is that Russia has always been a warm, back in biblical times, they are mentioned in the Bible as someone, as a group to be, watch out for.
Okay, so if they want to take us out, though, do you believe they plotted and meddled in our election to help Donald Trump win?
You have to think of, no, I don't think that at all. I think that they don't have to do that. I think that everybody spies on us and everybody hacks us from little kids sitting on their couch, teenagers in their basement, and all the people in the dark web, including the Russians. That's not a hard thing to do, as evidenced by headlines all the time.
Okay. In your view, did Russia want Donald Trump to be the president?
I don't think that it mattered to them who was the president. Their aim is to use methods other than direct conflict. Even their buzzing our warships, our ships, I don't know if we call them warships now, but that's just an aggravation. You know, if you think about the economy of Russia, California has a larger GDP than Russia. Texas almost has that. Mm-hmm. So, they have an alcohol problem. They have a debt problem.
Right.
But what they have are a lot of assets and an incredibly aggressive leader who is not, our friend.
No, you say Russia was an enemy. You say we were warned about Russia from biblical times. What are you talking about there?
Well, it says to be cautious. In the Old Testament, it talks about being cautious of, I'm not sure I'm going to pronounce this right, but it's like Ruska or something like that. And it's, and you can Google it and find it, Russia mentioned in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that they're incredibly aggressive. And they have always been that. You know, when you think about in the 80s when they brought down the wall, they didn't do that because they really wanted to set the East German people free. They did that because their economy was collapsing and they couldn't afford it anymore.
Simple as that. We're talking to Cameron Clifton, political strategist Cameron Clifton here on WILS. Is this entire thing that's happening, is this causing President Trump political damage right now?
Well, I think that not the people who follow him, but, you know, there's a group within his critics who need to step out of themselves for a second and a half and start thinking about what this means to us as a country. And they need to reassess their point of view. Okay. No one seems to be talking much about how all of these things are unfolding in quick time. He has a great speech. The next day, there's some kind of scandal with one of his chief staff members. Mm-hmm. Remember the time I told you they wouldn't dare slow walk his appointees? And here we are, mm-hmm. you know, over a month later, and they're still slow walking.
So what is this really doing, then, do you think, to his presidency?
Excuse me. Well, I think one of the things it's doing is it's not allowing him to implement all the things that he wants to do because he's not fully staffed. But I want to make this point because I think it's important to keep saying it so that people will understand and they can look it up for themselves. Weeks before the Obamas left the White House, the president gave an order to the intelligence commission agencies to spy on particular people, to record their messages, to watch them, whatever, and to share that information with 16 other agencies.
Okay.
And to go ahead and, if they needed to, release it to the public.
This is investigating the Russian.
The person was notified before the person was notified that they were being watched. That's illegal, but he did it anyway. And I think that it speaks to the fact that he's still in Washington. Valerie Jarrett is living with them, and they are orchestrating, if not the takedown of the administration, the keeping it from doing anything.
Well, can you blame them, though? I mean, politically, is that a smart thing for them to do?
Well, not if they were just doing over politics, but what we're talking about is the outcome of this could be the undoing of our country. You know, when you have a sitting president who has shown no more respect in the press than, you know, a mass murderer, then that's a serious problem. When he has only kept every single campaign promise that he's made, and the ones that he hasn't kept, he's working. Think about this. On Monday, they're going to release the specs and start taking all the bids, or letting people, you know, sign up to bid, in over 300 companies.
You're talking about the wall, right? I should know.
I am.
Okay.
I am exactly that. Right. So, you know, they're gonna get Obamacare done or undone, if you will. The Affordable Care Act will be repealed and replaced. Uh-huh. And so many things every single day.
From what you're saying, it sounds like the press actually has enormous power here, and you think they could potentially, could they turn this, in the way they're reporting and in the way they keep hammering this, into a real scandal that could even take them down at some point?
No, I don't think so. I think what it will do is it will slow the works, and that might be problematic. But if the Republicans are smart, they will start to use this as their advantage. And they will make sure that in the districts where they are competing with a Democrat, that they win. Because midterms, they race up. You know, 75 days into the after an election and before you get to the midterms, the existing candidates have to file. I mean, if they're elected, they have to file how much money they have in their war chest. So what typically happens is that whoever wants to oppose them looks at that. And then they go and they make sure that they have a lot more money than that, and they start building their case if they're at all vulnerable. Because now to run for even a congressional seat, cost at least, in a decent market, right, at least $1.2 million.
Wow, $1.2 million. Now, do you expect the Republicans to hold their majorities in Congress then?
Well, you know, it might be just a tad bit early to hope, but I pray that they will, mm-hmm. because this is the first time in history that we have had this incredible sweep of majority at the state level and at the national level. If they don't keep their promises, if they continue to slow walk themselves because they're fighting internally, then it's possible that that would go away. And my prediction is more solid, much more solid, that if they don't keep their promises and if they don't gather, you know, the forces against everything and everyone who's trying to undermine all these things that we've been begging for and are good for the country, then they will never get the chance again, and God knows what will happen to us.
You said that the press is treating Donald Trump like a mass murderer. Is it really?
They gave him 88% of all coverage on mainstream media was negative about the president since he took the oath. 88%. The only other category of person who gets that is a Daimler.
Well, and so what? So when you look at the way he's reacting to the press, is he helping his cause? Is he making it worse in some ways and being so confrontational with the press itself? Or?
Well, you know, I think that, and I think you and I have talked about this before, I wanted him to be so busy he didn't really have time for that. So he's pretty busy right now, and he works, you know, 7 days a week. But the idea is that he's basically pulled back quite a bit on his texting, and he's focusing more on, you know, the quality of his public speaking. Mm-hmm. In the last 48 hours, he has given some incredible speeches. Mm-hmm. The Joint House of Congress, I mean, the joint session of Congress, where the House and the Senate were both there, it was incredible. I mean, I kept waiting for that other shoe to drop, and it never did.
He got good press for at least a few minutes right after the joint speech, and then it turned right away after that. But go ahead.
Exactly, because they're holding. It's such a good point, Mike. Because they couldn't find anything particularly bad to say about it. And so what did they do? They released this little nugget that they thought they had to see how it would play about Attorney General Sessions, and then the media immediately turned. So all the goodwill of that with his detractors was fueled again by negative press on one of his key staffers. This is not going to end. The Republicans have to put an end to this. They have to say, because you think back, I can give you a list, and we probably talked about it during his administration. There is a list of at least 100 things that happened during the Obama administration that were horrific in terms of rule of law, just practical and decent. And what did they do? Nothing.
Yeah.
Not gave
it all a pass. Look, but in a way, he knew that coming in. That's the game he was going to play. Cameron Clifton, political strategist. Cameron Clifton here on 1320 WILS. Cameron, it's been fun as always. Thank you very much.
God bless you and have a great weekend.